Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Usually, when JP and Mac are both in the show on Thursdays, we go through our quarterback Deadpool, which is something we've been doing all season long before any other show in Cleveland did it. We are the original of the quarterback big board Deadpool, whatever you want to call it. And as neither gentleman is on the show and neither gentleman has submitted a roster change, Jake's going to join us here, and we're going to run through the latest here. Jake Murren, that is, and then Jake Volnick. We'll go ahead and see how he feels about our quarterback Deadpool.
All right, guys. This is week, I believe, 5 of Afternoon Drive's quarterback Deadpool. And we're actually going to start with Mac and then go to Jonathan and then you, Nick, because your team actually had a bit of a mix-up this week with a special or with a specific injury. So let's start with Mac. He has Lenore Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Aiden Childs, and Jalen Daniels on his team. Lenore Sellers did play last week. South Carolina has lost 2 in a row, though. Sellers also credited for minus 28 rushing yards last week, so not great there
but
from the dual-threat quarterback.
Fernando Mendoza, I think, might have become the number one pick over the weekend.
Exactly. Mendoza looked awesome. 14 touchdowns, has no picks this season. He looks to be the best, at least second-round pick in this entire quarterback Deadpool. For Jonathan, his team, I mean, his first-round pick is Cade Klubnik, and that entire Clemson football program looks to be in shambles right now. And then Arch Manning was his second-round pick. He is coming off his first 300-yard game against Sam Houston, but Dante Moore continues to be really that star on JP's team. For you, Nick, you have Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, Carson Beck, and John Mateer. And why we start with you here is just John Mateer has that hand surgery. He's out for a month on his throwing hand. Does this mean we're making a move here, dropping John Mateer from your team?
I'm going to play the long game because the rest of my quarterback roster is so good. But this week is a pretty critical week because Mateer's hurt, because you've got Ole Miss for LSU. So Nussmeier's got a huge game. And then Oregon and Penn State play. So this is quite literally the Nick versus Jonathan Bowl. This could absolutely swing how people on social media feel about our quarterback Deadpool. And I can't tell you I'm the most confident person in the world because Oregon has so much talent. And I also got to say, like, Dante Moore was a guy I wanted 2 years ago when they got Will Howard. I still think, because he played a bit at UCLA his freshman year, he wasn't very good, and then he transferred to Oregon. I still think he should come back for one more year at Oregon, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he came out and after this year, and he was... I don't love the lack of experience comparatively, but I he's got all the tools to be a franchise quarterback, which is why I think he should stay one more year.
This isn't even close right now. I didn't realize how lopsided this was.
Well, oh, you mean with
the
me?
Deadpool and Holt. Yeah, it just, yeah. You have literally probably the, four of the top five candidates sitting around right now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But each guy does have somebody that I think, I might have more guys drafted. Mm-hmm. I might have more first-round picks. I think Dante Moore's got number one pick potential. And I don't sleep on Mendoza. Like, there were a lot of dudes in the draft community that were head over heels when they found out he was going from Cal to Indy, or to Indiana, and he's going to put up huge numbers there, and just did after this last week against Illinois.
Yeah, and Sellers' stock is pretty high, too. So, like, Mac with Lenore Sellers and Mendoza, that's pretty... Those are a good 1-2 punch there. I mean, his team after that, like, the depth is pretty bad there for Mac, but your depth, Nick, is, I mean, Aller, Nussmeier, Beck, Mateer, you've got the best team in terms of depth.
All right.
There.
Right now, I think the so it's clear with JP, the best chance to have the number one pick is Moore, but he might wait. I actually still will say, I'll actually go back on what I said. I think Lenore Sellers has the best chance to be the number one pick, although Mendoza's nipping at his heels. But I think both Sellers and Moore should go back another year because of the experience factor. Jake, which one of the four quarterbacks he mentioned from mine do you think has the best chance to be the number one pick?
To be the number one pick?
Because I was texting with somebody from Miami earlier today, and I was like, future Browns quarterback Carson Beck? Because he's looking dominant, no matter the fact he's 75.
Yeah, as much hype as John Mateer was getting, I don't know that I would go there.
He's a little fella.
Yeah, I don't know that people are comparing him because he is doing the money Mateer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
To Money Man, you didn't like that either. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that one, rightfully so. I would probably lean Carson Beck because of the stock that was there for him going even into last year. Yeah. And then obviously having to come back, transfer. Like, people are ready to kind of move him straight back into, okay, you clearly weren't that great last year, but if you showed again this year, we already had those thoughts of you. You're just now reigniting them.
All right. Yeah, real quick here, Jake. Can you walk us through what you heard from, is it the Lions offensive coordinator? Because that, again, quarterback Deadpool, will have the teams up there. You guys can vote at afternoon, 923 FAN. But real quick, I wanted to get to this.
Yeah, so the Lions offensive coordinator, John Morton, in his media availability, he did give the Browns defense and especially their defensive line a lot of praise, but had this comment to say about their own rushing game.
We got a tough opponent this week. You know, Source, he does a great job. Respected him over the years, and we got a tough task at hand. I mean, our front... right now, we're moving guys. I don't think they've seen a run game like ours yet. And, you know, we have patience. We stick with it. I think that's the biggest thing. Let's keep doing what we've been doing. We got to do that so we can stay manageable. We have to stay manageable on third down. And third down and 2-6, we got to be in that area. So first and second down is going to be crucial.
All right. And then I guess Jim Schwartz, Browns defensive coordinator, responded. Did he respond directly to that quote?
He was asked about it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we faced some good running offenses. I mean, Green Bay was running the ball really well, so was Baltimore. Cincinnati, it's more of a passing offense. So, you know, it's one of the major things we have to do is stop the run. Two different running backs. You got to protect your edges. You got to defend all 53 and a third, particularly with Gibbs. And then there's a lot of passes that are just extension of the run game, a lot of screen game, a lot of quicks. Even the checkdowns are sort of an extension of the run game. So our ability to play run defense, our ability to tackle in the open field, you know, that's a major part of this game plan going forward.
That was like a who has a better fake Southern accent there for a minute. John Morton is not from the South. I don't believe Jim Schwartz is really from the South, or at least I don't remember hearing a lot of Southern. Like, when did both guys develop Southern accents? But actually, I'm going to side with John Morton. While the Browns have seen, like, all right, yeah, Lamar and Derrick Henry are great. That offensive line is, they're fat, but they're not, they just have never found an elite offensive, I shouldn't say never, this is not an elite offensive line. And Green Bay, yes, Josh Jacobs is darn good. He hasn't been elite this year, and then they've had some issues up front as well. So, like, this is the best blend of dudes up front, Sewell, Decker, Rutledge, Glasgow, like that, and the running talent that Detroit has.
Yeah, I think that you're also, for the first time this season, seeing the two-headed backfield, right?
Like, yeah.
Every team that you face has been a one-headed backfield, even Cincinnati, who Jim obviously correctly annotated that they're a passing offense, but it's like you go through and it's one guy and one guy the entire time toting the rock. I guess you give Lamar and Derrick Henry the combo, but
I mean, they've got like Justice Hill or oh my gosh, I can't remember now. I just forgot who their third down back is.
Keaton Mitchell?
No. Anyway, they have Baltimore has a couple good running backs, but like David Montgomery or Jahmyr Gibbs could be starters on a lot of teams.
I also think people kind of miscredit what this team is. Like, the Lions are a run-first team. Like, as much as they get credit for the passing game, they run the ball first.
Well, and what was the thing that they did against Baltimore that just was unstoppable? It was the fact that they just out-physicaled Baltimore, which is a, like, who out-physicaled you a week ago? It was Baltimore. It's really going to bug me. Who's the Justice Hill. I don't know who the hell I was thinking about. I was thinking about one of the other guys, but it's just, I was right on Justice Hill. Keaton Mitchell's now their fourth back. That's not great.
With what, Rasheen Ali also in there?
Yeah. See, we know our Ravens running backs. How dare you doubt us? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.